What's good, y'all boy? It's your boy Bam Two Times, aka Bambino.
And this your boy is at the right, aka ZTR.
And welcome back to another episode of
So the Royals. Yo, let's hat.
Huh?
Had it.
It was close. So I was soon. Trying to get on one take. Damn.
All right, anyway, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the NBA, especially players from the NBA. We're just going to say it's South Carolina's finest at its best.
Damn.
Sarcastically.
Quote unquote.
So let's get it.
All day?
Oh, I like it. Look, I made it. Huh? And we're back. And moving about South Carolina's finest at work in the NBA, we talk about the two top picks from South Carolina. Yes, we were talking about Ja Morant and Zion Williamson.
Hey, Ja Morant, the number one shooter for real.
He really is. But the thing is, I agreed to that. And the thing, when you just did that, I'm like, ah, damn. You hell. The thing is, Ja Morant needed chill. You need to check.
What happened?
I was about to say something.
I was agreeing with you, but then I was yawning. My fault.
I was like, John Mayer.
Can you still see us like this?
I can zoom in, nigga. You look like two peasy head niggas.
Hey, what's up, neighbor there? Two peasy niggas.
You think anybody will watch it? Alright, we good.
I'm trying to see. I can't see shit.
Get your goddamn check that way, man.
All right. What's so funny?
How you sound like that? What's so funny?
What's so funny?
Oh, damn. But with John Morant, I think he just really need to chill out, bro. Because, how many cases against him, bro? First, it was like, what?
The case of him beating up the little boy. Well, not beating him up. Said he's going to beat his ass.
Yeah, beat his ass. The other one was when his mom went to a Foot Locker somewhere talking about, you know, shoes or whatever. They didn't have his size. Or like, like the boy didn't come in to help her yet. And then instead of talking to the manager, she going to call her, she going to call Ja.
For what, though?
And he got, like, bro, that's what I don't get. To me, he doesn't even chill out. It says like this right here. We found an article. This is not going to be written out. I swear to God, I am not going to sit like read this whole thing. This is from U.S. Today. It said Ja Morant takes full responsibility for new gun video, which shocked NBA's Adam Silver by Sydney Henderson, published at 10:31 p.m. May 16th of this year, 2023. Now, let me get my glass off.
Get them shits. You can't read. You bullshit, little nigga.
I'm about to do that. I'm about to. It's what the fuck? Specs. It was all in my eyes. Shoot.
See my bad.
Try to see. Can't see specs, man.
5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
I'll be just that. Let me get more specs. Look at this.
I can do it too.
That'd be such dumb shit. You broke down like this.
Now you gotta buy a whole nother laptop.
Oh God. It says Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant is speaking out for the first time since his latest gun incident. Oh yeah, you did show me that.
Which one?
When he was speaking out on his gun incident.
Oh yeah,
he finally spoke out. He said, "I know I've disappointed a lot of people who have supported me. This is a journey, and I recognize there is more work to do." Morant said in a statement released to USA Today Sports on Tuesday. "My words may not mean much right now, but I take full accountability for my actions. I am committed to continue on working on myself." But at the same time, you shouldn't have done the shit that you did.
They
Like all the other little small stuff that could have been avoided. Like you was like at one time a game of pickup, like I think it's a pickup basketball that he was allegedly beat up that teenager because he lost the game or whatever.
But the teenager was 19, so that's all a fair fight right there. I mean,
well, yeah, so teenager was 19?
Yeah.
That's a grown ass man. I feel like that's grown. You shouldn't say that's a little boy. That's a grown behind man. Well, that's a young man.
And then he won the fight.
You want smoke then? It says,
I don't think they got the full story from that whole situation right there from him, bro.
It said the 23-year-old was suspended from all team activities on Sunday after he flashed what appeared to be a pistol on Instagram Live just 2 months after he served an 8-game suspension for a similar incident. So he did another one?
He ain't got shit else to do, you say? He not in the finals and shit.
That's hell. And bruh, what's that dude? Other dude name, basketball player name? Brooks, ain't it?
Which one?
Who's on the Grizzlies with him? That took all that smack. He said, "I don't respect nobody until they drop me 40."
I think so.
Dylan Brooks.
I think it was Dylan Brooks.
Well,
what the fuck is he doing?
His ass gone. He going to Taiwan now.
Oh, his dumb ass.
Because guess what? The Grizzlies said has announced they would not be signing him back. He's not coming back to the Grizzlies.
He was talking all that shit.
He talking all that shit against LeBron. He is not coming back. And now, no other NBA team want him. So he going to Taiwan right there with thing. Right there with Dwight Howard.
Do he even do anything? He put a point. Oh, shit.
Do Dwight Howard?
No, Brooke.
No. His shooting, bro, if you would have saw his shooting form wasn't even that good.
Oh, hell no. So he don't need to talk.
True. What is this, rugby?
Mm-mm. This is all contact football. He ain't got no pads or no helmets. Straight.
I'm looking at this. It's over the weekend and Instagram Live from the account at DTAP2. At DTAP2 circulated online showing Morant in the front passenger seat of a car rapping along to music with others. At one point, the camera panned on Morant, who appeared to be holding a handgun in his left hand, pointing upwards near his head. The camera quickly panned away, but screenshots of the movement clearly showed an object that resembles a handgun. Morant is expected to face a significant suspension from the league for the 2023-24 NBA season.
Shoot.
I'm about to say, shoot. And he already got, like, what? He got knocked out. They just suspended him right now. He already got knocked out.
Of the playoffs.
He already got knocked out of the playoffs, and you suspended him right now? You should have been done that.
All right.
I'm sorry to say, I still feel like you should have been done that, because even I would have known the Grizzlies ain't going to make it.
Who they played against?
Lakers.
Oh, yeah, no. Anthony Davis was going to fade. He was going to fade. I ain't going to lie. If LeBron don't have Anthony, he ain't doing shit. Am I right or wrong?
You said what?
If LeBron didn't have Anthony Davis, I don't think he would have made it that far.
Nah, if you didn't have Anthony Davis, like if you didn't have Anthony Davis or who's another supporting one?
Rajon Rondo. That's my name right there. But oh,
Rajon Rondo still on Lakers?
Shit, I don't know.
I don't think so, man.
Rajon.
It's an early Tuesday. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said he was shocked to see Morant's latest video because he believed Morant was taking the matter incredibly serious. Following the conviction they had months ago, we talked directly about the consequences first, Silva said ahead of the NBA draft lottery in Chicago. We were very focused on the misconduct that was in front of us at the time. Frankly, most of our conversation was about how incredibly serious the first incident was, waving a firearm on social media, which is dumb, bro. You get a whole lot of people get fired over dumb shit like that. You waving a gun.
Literally. Like, nigga, you can lose money. If you lose the Nike sponsorship, you're done.
Oh, yeah, you're done. And you just got signed to them. Yeah.
I don't know, but I look black as hell.
I look black too, bruh.
Man, I look blacker than you. Look at it.
Oh wait, I do. I look lighter than you. Because I got the light. Right here.
You don't mean shit.
Look. Look at me. See, you lighter than me. We kind of the same darkness I ain't got.
No.
Keeping this in. It's in March. Silver sat down with Moran after he brandished a gun at a Denver Arena nightclub. Oh, yeah, that's the one.
He brought it in a nightclub?
Yeah, he brought it in a nightclub. That's the latest one that he got banned for. Nightclub on Instagram Live.
I thought it was... I thought it was in the car with that
one. The first one was in the car.
So the second one, that's the recent one. Oh,
so yeah, we got it mixed up. The first one that they just said about, that happened like when he was in the car and he got suspended. That's how he was still in the playoffs. But now, since this one popped up when he was at the nightclub, why would you do that shit on Live, though?
Shit, he ain't got shit. He know that shit was playing, or he didn't know that shit.
Bro, you should know. You one of the most famous young NBA stars right now.
Your name is ringing bells right now.
Yeah, bro. Especially in South Carolina. You making South Carolina proud. You and Zion. Well, I don't know about Zion.
Nigga, fuck Zion.
It's... Let me... Yeah.
He ain't doing nothing. He just fat now.
We get to it. We'll get to that. This is... Let me reread this right now. It's sorry. In March, Silver sat down with John Morant after he brandished a gun at a Denver Arena nightclub on Instagram Live following Memphis road loss to the Nuggets on March 3rd. Yeah, so this is the most recent one. Morant elected to step away from the court to get help and enrolled himself in a counseling faculty in Florida before an 8-game suspension was handed down by the league for irresponsible, reckless, and potentially very dangerous conduct. Again, the consequences there, an 8-game suspension was pretty serious, and something that he at least to me seemed to take incredibly seriously. In that time, Silver said, and we spoke for a long time about not just the consequences that could have on his career, but the safety issues around it. Morant could have injured, maimed, killed himself. Killed himself, someone else with an act like that. But the thing was, you really want to know why with Morant, only one school had won him.
Right. Because he only had one scholarship?
Yeah, only one school had won. It was like a... It was not even a D league, like a wait, what?
Was it a JUCO?
It was like
community college,
kind of like that. Damn. Like a step up from a community college,
like Last Chance U.
Yeah, it's like that kind of
East Mississippi.
Yeah, it's like that kind of college. Like, and it was like I think it was here in South Carolina, somewhere in South Carolina, somewhere. No, it was not in South Carolina, somewhere else. But guess what? That was the only college that would have taken him because Duke didn't want him. UCLA didn't want him. Freaking the Huskies didn't want him. Dang. Sooners didn't want him. Bruh, nobody else wanted him because of what he was doing in school. He was trying to be hood, which he wasn't.
Guess what?
That's why only one college won him. If no other college had won him, bruh, he wouldn't even be in the league. He had to scrap around to be in the league.
I'm going
to
go ahead and hang up over here. Let's see what school he went to. I didn't know what school he went to.
But no, that's how it is. But like, I feel like, bruh, if he didn't do all the stuff, yeah, check what school he went, because if he didn't do all that stuff, bruh, he would have went to UCLA, he would have went to Duke, he would have went to Oklahoma with the Sooners, he probably would have to Virginia Tech, any of those big name ones.
Murray State?
Yeah, he went to Murray State.
And got drafted.
Like a lesser known college, well-known college. Because that's the only college who want him with his background he got.
I ain't gonna lie, he a dumbass.
Yeah, because...
You got two kids. At your big age, why the fuck you doing this shit?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry to cuss.
But no, that's the thing is, like, now you doing all this dumb stuff, and you basically throwing out your whole career, and you got two kids.
You are from the suburbs. You grew up in the suburbs. You was born in the suburbs. You grew up in the suburbs. You left the suburbs to go in another suburbs. Are you still acting hood?
I feel like his father is basically trying to live his life through him. Because his father was in the NBA at one point, but he wasn't that, like, you know, successful. Yeah, he was in the NBA.
Shit, he might as well be Usher brother. Shit.
Shit. Actually, this thing kind of short. I'll probably be able to read all this. This is Silver Dayton.
Long nose ass bitch. My fault. His sister can ball, though. His sister can ball her ass off.
All right, so to say, it says Silver didn't discuss a possible punishment for Moran, but he said the league is in the process of investigating the video. We'll figure out exactly what happened to the best we can. The video is a bit grainy and all that, but I'm assuming the worst. He has an incredibly huge following. Yes, he does. And we discuss my concerns. Yeah, we discussed my concerns, and I thought he shared with me that millions, if not tens of millions of kids globally would have seen him do something that was celebrating in a way that act.
You can bring this table up.
Yeah, pretty good. In a way that act of using a firearm is in that fashion. Silva added. Yeah, that's it. Come on, shoot, that wasn't a long read. But the thing is, you're right, he got two kids and you gonna flash a firearm right there on live where actually millions of people can see you, bro. You got kids who like idolize you. Especially South Carolina kids from South Carolina, and you from South Carolina.
Niggas didn't know you whenever what year did you get drafted? 2001.
Hell, guess what? Look, he's the bigger name. You had Kevin Garnett from South Carolina, which we didn't even know.
Right.
The big ticket was, we got the big ticket from South Carolina.
What's Christopher, he from here. He from Charleston.
Oh, you talking about Chris Middleton?
Yeah.
Chris Middleton from Charleston. We didn't even, well, I kind of knew. He came down to college to Charleston for one time during the off season just to get back.
And then he made a little basketball court at City Mall.
Huh?
He made a little basketball court at City Mall. But niggas will be on this shit, though. What was I looking up? Draft.
Yep, Kevin Garnett, born Greenville, South Carolina.
Duke players.
That is something.
2019. Wait, nigga, what? He was the second.
Yo.
2019 NBA draft.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett. Mm-hmm. Tom Owens?
Excuse me.
Well, you had a good JoJo English, and he was on the Bulls. Of course, Zion.
Josh Powell. Chris Silver.
Where? Josh Powell. Oh, yeah. Anthony Johnson. It's like the well-known names that are from South Carolina is Chris Middleton, Zion Williams, Ja Morant, and Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett is the GOAT.
Especially Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett is like one of the biggest, like, out of all of them, he's the big name that came from South Carolina.
Right. That's a cool name. Yeah,
Stanley Roberts.
Stanley Roberts.
Right here.
Oh.
I saw him before. I don't know why. I can't. Yo!
What's wrong with you, man? Ray Allen.
From South Carolina.
What part?
That's what I'm trying to see. Wait a minute. He was born. He had to be born. That has to be wrong. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That nigga, that's wrong, bro. He was born in California. He must be went to school in South Carolina, to a college, which I highly doubt.
Now we over here searching up shit. How y'all doing so far? We over here being nerds right now. It's a Dalzell, South Carolina. Hillcrest, Dalzell, South Carolina.
He what? He was raised?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. That's on Wikipedia. That nigga's not from.
I was saying Kevin Garnett has to be number one. Ranked basketball players in South Carolina. Kevin Garnett is number one. John Morant, number two. And Alex English. Alex English was from. He's in Columbia. Chris Middleton, number four.
Bryce McGowan.
Dan Zion, number six.
Good.
Larry Nance? Larry Nance was born at Larry. We ain't talk about Larry. We talk about the legend Larry Nance.
He was from Anderson.
This man was from Anderson?
No, it's what Anderson is. Then I forgot. Yeah, I am Mr. Anderson. Nicholas Claxton. Greenville.
Xavier McDonald. I said McDonald for some reason. Anderson. That's hell. Jordan Hill. PJ Don. That is hell. Larry Nance came from South Carolina?
What do you want from me?
That's hell, though.
To this day, I still want me Candace Parker.
Huh?
I want me Candace Parker so bad.
True.
That's the goat. Skylar Diggins.
All right. So what's your thoughts about Morant since we still...
He need to chill out. He need to... Maybe he need to step away from... maybe NBA won his seal.
Huh?
He want to be an NBA young boy.
Nah, man, because at the same time, bro, you got two kids and you got a family now, so you can't be bullshitting around. He should have known this from the start.
Now I can get the weed smokers. Everybody in the NBA was smoking weed.
KD bro, you had Melo who smoked the blunt before the game started.
James Harden smoked weed. KD smoked weed.
Klay Thompson.
Trae Young. What's the other one? It's another light skinned dude. What's his name? I can't put my finger on it. But I can see smoking weed, but nigga. And then what's his name from the Heat? Old dude from the Heat. I forgot his name. Yeah, the New Year's had that mohawk.
Chris Anderson.
Yeah, he did drugs.
That was just hell. That was just, oh my god, damn. But let's get now since we're on Morant, because I feel like you doing dumb shit just to say that you hard. Mm-hmm. And plus his friends, like, bro, guess what? His friends keep on encouraging him to do this. If I was his friend, I'd like, nigga, cut that shit out. He giving you money.
What the fuck is you doing?
That would be like, bro, that's not no good friends. It's good friends. We tell like, nigga, if I'm busy eating off the plate that you got and you helping me out, I'm gonna put you back in straight, bro.
Nigga, what the fuck are you doing with a gun? Put
it down. We ain't going hunting.
Give me my gun.
Then look, I said, we ain't going hunting, boy. What's wrong with you?
Give me my gun. That's my gun.
Who?
Like a little kid. Give me my gun.
Oh. Give me my gun. That's my gun.
No. I'm gonna tell your mama.
Hey, tell her. That means the shit that needs to tell her.
All right, nigga. I'm gonna tell your coach that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chill, nigga.
Ask you suspended. See what happens.
Chit your dumb ass down. I got a question for you. I'll talk. It's two players, Jason Kidd or Steve Nash?
Steve Nash.
Get the fuck out of here.
What are you talking about?
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
Who's better?
I probably go with, oh, you said who's better? That's what you say. Who you go with? Steve Nash.
You fucking tripping.
Nigga, if I could put both of them, shit, I keep both of them on the team, but I'll probably go with Steve Nash.
I'm going with Jason.
What you say Jason for?
That nigga, he can
that's that assist, ball back. Yeah, do that, but like.
He can hit that hole too, though.
So who's the best spot-up shooter, though?
I say Steve Nash.
He's best spot up and off dribble. Now, if we're going for shooter type things, and like trying to go, like, you know, if you need somebody to make that shot or whatever, I go with Steve Nash. But if you need somebody to pass the rock and make an assist and all that, I go with Jason Kidd. Now, if I could get both of them, I take both. And if I could put them in the starting lineup, I would. Because I think Steve Nash can play. Can Jason Kidd play shooting guard?
Yeah.
I think so. Because if I could, I'd probably put both of them all out. Steve Nash's point while Jesus Kidd is a shooting guard.
You put Jason at two?
Actually, I lied because guess what? I have Steve Nash. It really doesn't matter who I go first because either one of them good. I'll probably put Steve Nash at starting. And then if Steve Nash gets tired, then Jason Kidd come out.
So the kickout.
So yeah, basically, like, guess what? One time you get two stars, basically, on each side. So like, if one star is out, bam,
kick him back in. Nigga tired? All right, come on.
Nigga tired? Like you play this half, Jason Kidd? You can't play. Can you play the other part?
Play one half and play the other half. Mm-hmm. Easy shit.
Okay. Well, sure I'll put you in as a shooting guard. You need some time. All right, now let's get to the bus that we. I feel like Zion is kind of getting to be a bus.
You been a bus to me.
Huh?
He been a bust to me.
Even when he got drafted?
No. He was alright then.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. When I saw him eat Popeyes and had Popeyes grease on his pants, nigga, that was bust. That was hell. That man came out with grease spots on his sweatpants. I'm like, nigga, come on. I know I'm big. That man had weighed almost 300 pounds.
Fat ass.
I was like, damn. I'm
gonna look this shit up. I know he ain't doing shit right now. He said he won't play for the Pelicans, so shit.
He better be like Book.
Huh? He better be like Book.
Mm-hmm.
Over there with Dwight Howard.
They even got knocked out, too. I can see right now Chris Paul saying, like, I had Devin Booker and KD. What else do I need? To help me get a damn championship? I don't even think Chris Paul got a ring yet.
No. He trying so bad, but he not gonna get it.
I like go to another team. I'll be like that. I'm hopping, nigga.
I mean, he been on so many teams, shit. He was a team.
What he been on? What Clippers? The Heat? No, Clippers. The Rockets. OKC.
And now.
Yeah, now the Suns.
You know what he went one.
But they did make it to the conference finals, though.
Yeah.
Let's read this. It says Zion. This is from Clutch Points. .com. It's title is Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson will 100% lead the Pelicans by 2023. This was published. Holy shit, this is an old ass article. Never mind. Take that back. Damn.
You mean to comment tell me some that's old.
Huh?
That's old.
Yeah, that's old. Yeah, damn, what the fuck? Look at this photo. Look what he did. He did him so wrong.
I just seen it. Yeah, look, Charles Barkley.
That's okay. Now we're up. We up to date. What the day is? No. Why talk like that, bro? 20th. The fuck? I can do split, my nigga. Look, shit, I don't even know.
It's hard.
This year is this.
All right, Phil.
From ClutchPoints.com, it says Charles Barkley's urgent message to Pelican star Zion Williams aimed injury wounds. Published May 19th this year, 2023, at 5:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stop being rude on that. This is pop. What the ho? What the ho?
Pop culture?
Paulo Sonko? Yo, I'm not even. Can you pronounce his name?
Where you at?
Paolo? Paolo? Yeah, so the Paolo. Sonko.
If I can't pronounce it, I'm not going to say it.
I was being honest, nigga. I ain't trying to embarrass myself. I ain't trying to expose myself like you just did.
Yeah, every time when he asks me to read another word, what's this word mean? Sound it out. What's this word mean?
Nigga said, sign it out. Right. Oh, you hell, nigga. I didn't say what it mean. I said, did I say it right?
I mean, wow, damn.
Yeah, that's what I said. What it mean? I don't know what kind of
what's
mean.
This word?
Yeah, I said, what?
What's this word?
I'm trying to put you on the spot. Sometimes I try to put you on the spot, too. I ain't gonna lie. I do that shit to put you on the spot. Say, like, sign it out, nigga. I want you to try to sign it out. Sign it out. Sound it out.
I would be like, fuck it.
It says this. It says, Charles Barkley has always been critical. Why the fuck this ain't scrolling? Critics, bruh, of Zion Williamson. Particularly when it comes to the New Orleans Pelicans stars' eating habits, on more than a few occasions, Barkley has come out on TV publicly called out Williamson by joking about his diet and his weight and how these factors are significantly to his injury wounds.
I think he picked the wrong sport.
Ooh. I think so, too. I feel like Zion should just play football.
Oh, God. He could be like a mean linebacker.
That's what I'm saying, because if you keep on eating and gaining more weight, bro, you might as well be, you're more fit to be for a football player than a basketball player.
You should have done what Jeremiah Green did.
What?
And you remember he played football?
What he did? Damn.
He didn't last long because he was ass.
But better at basketball. He's a better defender than basketball. As harsh as it may seem, the fact of the matter is that Sir Charles, yeah, that nigga, that's his nickname, Sir Charles or Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah, speaking from experience, he too struggled with his weight during his playing days, but he managed to battle his demons to become one of the greatest power forwards of all time. Just hopes Williamson is able to follow the same path, which I hope so too. Shit. You a power forward, bro. Barkley, that's one thing he did admit. He did struggle with eating. That's one thing Barkley said he was.
He was big. He was bigger than Shaq.
Yeah, he was big until he lost weight and then he became one of the best stars. Like, but if you keep on doing it, you gonna fuck up your knees.
You gonna bust more than a shoe.
You bust your cat, not cat, bust your ankle out of placement.
ACL. That's ACL.
LCL, MCL, AC hammer.
The meniscus.
I said ACM. I meant to say MCM.
I just caught all you said too. I'm like, this nigga's really say that.
It's I wish Zion had a vet on the team or a coach who could say, "Yo, man,
dang,
you got to get in shape. You can't play basketball at your weight." Barkley said, "How many players have you seen eat their way out of the NBA? A lot of them." Which is true.
You had
Baby James. What's his name? He was like, they say he was like a baby version of LeBron James, but he was too big. Mm. Baby Brand or something his name was, but he was too big because he kept on eating.
I think I know you're talking about. And then what happened to the dude on the Celtics? It was a big dude on the Celtics.
Had a mohawk, kind of like black dude, kind of had a mohawk. His name was Sart. His name was Sart with an S.
I think so.
I wish I could sit down with Zion and say, "Yo, man, you got so much talent, but you got to have to lose some weight and get in shape, because unless you get in shape, you can't play basketball."
You
understand how bad his knees is, bro, after every time he lands from junk dunking?
Oh, yeah, and he don't dunk like he dunk hard, too. He do them Blake Griffin dunks.
And he don't land on balls his feet, bro. He land on his foot like just...
Like, nigga, calm down.
That's on God.
You're not Joe. You're not... Bleak.
He says this. He said, Barkley also spoke about the massive role former teammate Moses Malone played in his career. At one point in time, Malone told Barkley straight up that he was fat and lazy. Chuck admits that he cried when he was slapped with this hurtful truth bomb, but eventually he sought Malone's help to lose 50 pounds. The rest, as they say, is history. Charles Barkley knows how much talent Zion Williamson has, which is probably why he's so hard on the young Pelican superstar. Sir Charles just doesn't want to see him waste away his
talent
from a potential by eating his way out of the NBA, which is true, nigga. Like,
he's been good since high school.
Yeah, and now, like, when you look at him, like, he just... Like, I ain't gonna lie, that's what I feel like Pelicans fans are getting tired of him now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, right now...
Because if he ain't hurt, he can't play because it's 2:48.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the majority of his injuries came out to be from him just being big. His knee injury. The way he landed, that's why. Because you're getting too big. Now, with Blake Griffin was big because muscular, but he
beating that shit out.
The reason why he was doing that shit because he stopped dunking because, what, his knees.
Mm.
His whole career, you could tell by his whole career, he was just dunking. Majority of when he started his career with the Clippers, he just dunked every chance he got.
I said, that's how he became in it in the dunk contest. Didn't he win a dunk contest too that year?
I don't think so.
I thought he did. When he jumped over the car.
Oh, yeah, he had to.
Ooh, was that a strike?
I ain't cap. With Victor Wallamalo? What a bank Venmo? What the fuck ever?
Is that the tall dude?
Yeah, the number
the
one.
The 7'4 dude? Yeah.
I think Barkley was going to be right when he told him to slow down because, bro, look at Chet. Chet, he got injured trying to guard LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
On the Drew League. To me, I feel like Chet was trying to go ahead and prove a point that he can guard LeBron. But listen, bro, you skinny and strong. While LeBron, yeah, you made it, but look at you. I'm surprised Chet made it throughout his college career, bro. His college years.
Being that small.
Like, look at you, bro. You try to guard LeBron James and look, you got injured, bro. Your ankle hurt. You broke your ankle. And you was out the rest of the season.
Victor trying to play like a guard, though. And he a son. He like 7'5", playing like a guard.
I get that, but at the same time, you got other people that can muscle you down. You even got people, like, point guards that can muscle you down. To me, I think you got to pack on some weight.
Pack on some weight and just, I don't know, I don't want to be mean enough, but just play a position for real, because we don't need two guards.
Already. But, like, with Kevin Durant, like, I understand if you Kevin Durant and you strongly, but I'm still wondering, like, how the hell you 240 and you that size?
High metabolism.
Huh?
High metabolism.
I get it, but dang, you 240 and you that size? Mm-hmm. I get if you, like, the strength of Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant got strength.
Am I saying that? I'm fucking this shit.
I don't even know either.
But no, I want to join the softball league for air for the older people.
Huh?
I want to join the softball league.
I don't think that's.
Yeah,
I thought that's only for females.
No, but you know we got that softball league in the country though.
Oh yeah, we do. Well, we call baseball softball. We got the Bush League. Yeah, that's what it's called right here. Bush leagues.
Where we got a league? Let me know.
Nah, what you think, cuz, about with Zion? You think he gonna be a bust?
Yeah.
Or you think he gonna make it through?
He not gonna make it through unless it's a real, like, he get down and really lose his weight for real. Because if he don't, he might just give it up, retire early.
I ain't gonna lie. He had, when he first started the season, he did have a physique. He did bring it back, but now.
Back in the Duke days.
Yeah, but like he brought, like, when he first started this 2023-2024 season. Mm-mm. Like, he had physique, but then now, I think now once you keep on seeing him, like, every game he kept on playing and playing, like, he started to gain the weight back, right back. I feel like...
All them times he got injured, he ain't do nothing but really eat.
That's what I'm saying. You can't be doing that shit, bro. This is like the freaking... This is professional level, bro. This is not no college type shit.
I think the only time he really had and really work out for real was when he had the therapy.
Yeah, that's when he had that knee injury. Yeah, that's the only way he had worked out.
And we ain't hate, we just, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking like, bro, you represent South Carolina, but at the same time, we worried about you. You messing yourself up. You worked so hard to get to the level that you at that now you basically saying, oh, forget it, I'm done. Hell no, bro. If I was the father, I said, nigga, you better get your ass in that gym and work out. I said, bro, you don't tell me I done took your ass back and forth to these AAU games and come and see you in your college games and shit like that, help you train for you to get in the professional league and then not continue?
They had a gym in their house, too. Well, not even like a homemade gym.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did all this shit for you. You telling me you going to stop?
Nigga. Stupid. But no.
I think he might pull through. He might pull through.
I want to talk about Victor for a moment because he's 7'5". I don't want to be like Yao Ming. You remember how Yao Ming had to retire because he had injuries?
Ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, because he couldn't twist that much. If he grew up and turned around, then they could have popped his socket out of place of his ankle.
I don't want Victor to be here because he's 7'5 with a long wingspan, but he wasn't as big. He's not as big as Yao, though.
That's what
Yao had.
I feel like if you got more muscle, if you have more muscle, you're good. But if you're trying to do the things that you're trying to do at professional level, you need to. Well, he did. He did make it through. He did make it through the G League.
Mm-hmm.
He did. But the thing is, can you make it through professional? Like, you have muscle bound people there, but look at the professional league, bro. Like, that means you got Joel Embiid. Can you guard Joel Embiid?
Shit.
No, you got Joel Embiid.
Dude on the Suns, what's his name? DeAndre.
Yeah, DeAndre. You got Joel Embiid, DeAndre. You got Jokic. You got Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert. Doesn't, and listen, you beat him in a 1-on-1 when he was back at France.
Mm-hmm.
Can you beat him when he got Karl Anthony Towns too?
Hell no.
You got Karl Anthony Towns playing power. Listen, like I said, you got Joel Embiid, DeAndre.
When you get to Giannis,
huh? That's what I'm saying. You got Giannis, Joel Embiid, DeAndre from the Suns. You got freaking Jokic. You got Karl-Anthony Towns. And you got Rudy Gobert. Who else?
DeAndre Jordan. Jordan?
Yeah, you got DeAndre Jordan. You got freaking,
His own things.
Bruh, you got Anderson. No, you got Robert Williams III on the Boston Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
He's short, but that man is fierce. That man will come out of the gates out of nowhere getting rebounds.
Check him.
You got Al Horford, a season.
Boogie still in there?
Huh?
Boogie. Boogie, fuck, what his name is? I just know my Boogie for real.
I gotta see what y'all, I gotta remember.
He used to love talk shit too. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up.
But guess who else you got? Freaking, dang. You got Draymond Green. Draymond Green gonna play like a center.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Thank you. He ain't. He's not in the NBA.
Yes, he is.
He still is?
I think so. DeMarcus Cousins put him on this
name. Yeah, but guess what? One of you and you got what? And you're going against what?
Bam.
Bam Adebayo. Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah. Anthony Davis might put him on his ass for real.
Oh, God, bro. You know how much strength he got? I'm just thinking, bro. Like, can you survive that shit?
Most likely not. But, you know. Let's get off the sports topic because you know the league's not gonna really want to talk about this sports though.
Nope.
I know what some do. If they do, hey.
How you doing? How you doing? Let me stop that stupid shit.
New stuff.
But nah. Since we closing this out, we're gonna close this out.
We closing it out?
Yeah. Bro, it's been like about an hour.
Damn.
See what I'm telling you, bro? Been an hour, bro.
Well, my fault, nigga.
We like to close this out. Like I said, we like to close this out. Not like I said. We're going to close this out like we always do now. Since it's getting too long and all the episodes we be doing now is like an hour long.
Most of the hours. So what episode are we on? On
26?
No, hell no.
26 is
season 2.
Yeah, 26 is season 2.
I think so.
All right, we got to look for these HBCU confession type shits. Let me see this.
I got one.
Go ahead and read it, brother man.
Damn. How y'all doing? HBCU confessions. This girl I thought was my friend, fucked my ex behind my back and lied about it. Is it wrong? I fucked this dude she talking to or cut off the friendship? HT.
They got a voting poll. That shit say do both. That's hell, bro.
Oh. I'm weak.
I'm sick. I don't even want to read this shit.
I'm sick.
What happened?
You must be in seat one under that one, Nick.
Which one?
Under the one I just read.
AKA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that one.
You why didn't you read? That's a good one, nigga. You know what that sigma is? That's a dude.
So I was right. Oh, shit! I was right! Oh, shit! I'm about to tell you that, but I want to keep it to myself. So I was right. I knew. Oh,
I mean, I think it can be the girls too, but
no. I don't give a damn. Let me read that. It said, my mom is an AKA and my dad is an alpha. They told me I better not bring any woman home unless they are an AKA. I don't have to worry about that because I'm bringing a Sigma home. That's.
Man, you playing for a different team now.
Nigga, you on the other field? Wait, shit. Those are the comments under it. Wait, what's that little baby one? Go back down.
Hmm?
Go back down. Yeah.
He's like, What does one say? It say, explain this ball. My mom and dad are in different clubs. They said I can only bring a girl home if she is in the same club as my mom. I'm bringing a girl home. No. He's bringing home a boy. Sees that how I know you did some. Well, I guess it's good to know that your parents care about your partner's Greek affiliation than their character compatibility with you. Good luck with that, Sigma.
What? Oh, what the?
You see what the caption say? Sigma Gamma Rho. I like that.
But this one says, I remember one time I was babysitting my little brother and my babysitter, my little brother and I went to a diner to pick up some food, and this old white lady thought I was a struggling teen mom, so she brought me my meal and gave me some money. I walked back to my car like, maybe, he said, man, maybe racism ain't that bad. You didn't even laugh. You know you want to laugh at it.
I'm about to walk off in this motherfucker.
Flip!
That nigga spit came out of the mouth too.
This is stupid.
Let me find one.
Good.
That was hilarious. Sigma Gamma Rho. So I'm messing with.
Oh my god.
I was trying to read it.
I'm sorry. I'm about to do like this. Look, you read. I'm about to like. I'm reading this shit.
Oh,
I'm
damn.
Like, I thought I was reading this right. I'm like.
Wow. Stupid. What did it say? So I'm messing with this girl. Her ex of 5 years will not leave. Mind you, they split 2 years ago. When he found out we was messing around, he threatened my life. I'm kind of happy though. Little do he know, I have my CCW. He can fuck around. He finna fuck around and find out.
This man about smurder somebody. This nigga happy to kill somebody.
Yeah,
but this kind of got me. Listen, look. It said before my current boyfriend, I wasn't really that freaky, but now,
I
packed that thing on me. He said, listen, before my current boyfriend, I wasn't really that freaky, but now this boy be slutting me out for real. Listen to this shit. It said he be spitting in my mouth, got me sucking his.
Hmm?
His jewels, 6'9", swallowing his and he ate my ass. He be doing stuff I didn't even know I liked. He stuck with me for life now.
Yeah, she got her ass part of life.
Got part like the Red Sea.
He's like the Red Sea.
Let my people go. Type shit.
Them boys said type shit.
Oh shit, let me read this. And so I was eating out this girl, then I feel a breeze from my. Oh shit. It says, so I was eating out this girl, then I feel a breeze on my face and hear a loud reverberating sound. This girl farted in my face. I ignored it. Keep going, then she did it again. If I do nothing about it. Will she think I'm submissive, bitch? I mean, I'm thinking, she think I'm a submissive bitch? What do I do? Nigga, you fart in my face. You think it's a queef. I'll be like, bitch. No! Wait, she said eating her out.
Damn.
You eating the booty. You nasty bastard.
You know what you was?
Huh?
I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Put up the wrangler. I'm not eating no ass.
Look, you like
this. It says, me and my roommate went to a function and got lit. We ended up resting in my car because both of us were drunk. And I woke up to him jacking off right next to me. His with hella veins and a fat tip. It kind of turned me on. Is this my chance to experiment? North Carolina A&T.
Hey, if you mean ready, you want to shoot, you want to shoot.
It's a dude.
Whoa.
Calm down, Nick.
Whoa. It was two dudes?
Yeah, but still, shit. If they want to experiment, let them experiment. Nigga, don't walk away. Nigga, you're going to get us canceled.
I got to pee for real.
Oh, go ahead with your piss ass. Go, little pissy. Go ahead, little piece.
Yeah, bro, I ain't walking out. I ain't walking out. Cause I ain't gonna
lie. I'm about to piss. What about a pee yourself?
I got
my dumb behind was like in the bathroom experiment.
Excuse me.
Did you say experiment? I skimmed over that one. I ain't gonna lie, though. Female, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, no. I ain't trying to get into that much detail.
You said it was a dude.
Like, when I heard experiment, I'm like, no.
Boy, to get down and
the nasty bastard.
He trying to have a science experiment.
Don't you dare, bro. If I was drunk, I'm like, that's bro. He said, bro, you mind? Get the fuck out my car. If you tell him, fuck out my car. No, we're not doing this.
Hello.
Listen, bro, I thought we were friends. Please get out of my car. Don't call me. Don't text me for the night, for the next 2 days.
They roommate shit.
I said, don't even talk to me. I'll be real. Dude, don't even talk to me. Don't talk to me. Please don't. Oh, my Lord. It says this.
Oh my god.
It says, listen, it says my goddamn. It says my BF has a rape kink. Lately it's been getting more aggressive where I'm starting not to feel comfortable doing it anymore. Last time he had me peg him while punching him with a boxing glove. What the fuck? What the fuck?
That nigga goofy. Please get this shit on my screen. Lulu. Play the video again. The better day is job.
Job.
OB. Job.
What is this gonna say?
Who are these niggas?
Let's go!
Who are these niggas?
Shit. Who is these niggas? That'd be me. You got one?
No, I'm not done with the the topic of rape kink. What the fuck is a rape kink?
I ain't gonna lie. I was seeing it on script. Like, I hope this man don't say anything about that. I hope he don't say anything about that. I knew he was gonna say some shit.
You know, I'm curious.
What the hell you mean by rape kink?
Like, you want...
You like a nigga to come and take you, nigga? Against your will?
Isn't it? Niggas at parties grinding my girl. She lets them. I don't know how to feel because it makes me angry. But then also, she always in the mood for sex when we get home.
What?
It says, niggas at parties grind on my girl, and she lets them. I don't know how to feel because it makes me mad. It makes me angry. But then also, she's always in the mood for sex when we get home. You might as well cut her loose.
Yeah, that's it, bro. We done.
Because if you ain't doing nothing about it, and she ain't doing nothing about it,
Wouldn't let that shit happen to me, though.
You damn Skippy.
It'd be fine because from Boondocks and all that shit, bro. I don't know. I'll knock that duck out, bro.
What this is?
I'm at a dance. Who were those guys? Why were you dancing with all...
We're killing him.
I don't know. I like dancing. I wanted to dance. Who were those guys? Why were you dancing with all those guys? Why are they their friends? We were just dancing. What about us? You're supposed to dance with just me. And maybe some of your girlfriends, but mostly just me.
She said he's just a friend. She said he's just a friend. Oh, baby, yeah.
Oh, this nigga can't sing.
Why are you still trying to sing?
Yeah, he a gospel singer now.
Oh, hell. I bet everybody at church. Couldn't be me.
I swear. Cause why is you letting your girl do that? You talking about...
Oh, what the fuck?
She it? Let them nigga know. Oh, you letting her do that.
What the hell?
Man, it's
even
a piece of forbidden fruit. And listen to this. It says this. My friend's mom drugged me and had sex with me without my consent. I have zero memory about that night, but somehow I managed to take pics of her riding me. I'm afraid to tell my friend because I'm it's embarrassing, and my girlfriend knows I'm hiring, but for her, she thinks I cheated. Any ideas?
Read that again for me.
It says, my friend's mom drugged me and had sex with me without my consent. I have zero memory about that night, but somehow I managed to take pics of her riding me. I'm afraid to tell my friend because it's embarrassing, and my girlfriend knows I'm hiding something, but for her, she thinks I cheated. Any ideas?
Oh, shit, tell her what the fuck happened.
Look at Roman Reigns! My situation, like, bruh.
Delete the photo out of sight, out of mind.
Future.
I mean, shit, if you do that, then what the fuck you have no proof of? But then, sounds like you had a fun night.
You only left once. Indeed, my friend. YOLO, indeed, my friend. Impressive.
See, and that's another reason why I don't drink. The second time I had to drop this over, the course of 2 hours. FBI, open up! I've been looking for that.
FBI, open up! That'd be... Oh man, what a situation to be in.
That's the don't laugh, Johnny.
Oh, damn.
Weak.
You want to find like one more for each of us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just. Oh, shit. You good? Dang.
I was laughing at this one. You ready? Mm-hmm. I was on my knees sucking dick. I'm not very good at it, to be honest, but this nigga looks down and says, pathetic. Laughed my ass up. I wanted to leave, but stayed to prove him wrong. Unfortunately, I failed. That nigga's pathetic. He said, he hit it with the little Reese. Hell no. BD. What this one is? Let me see.
Yo. Yo, this is the most smartest gay dude that I have ever. This is the most smart, bruh. He is the most, he's the legend, he's a goat. You can't say jack. This man said this. He said,
Hell well. Is he better than the girl who fucked their friend? Because he was all drunk off mimosas. Remember that?
This is almost the same level. Listen to this. It said, I'm the gay bestie of my woman friend group, and they all have boyfriends and fiancés. What the men don't know is that I've slept with all my friends because my meat is big, and they thought I was lying and found out. Fam, you.
He's a genius.
We gonna close it off right there. That's some smart shit.
Yeah, niggas a genius. That like that tweet.
That's what I'm about to do. That's what I'm about to do. This man said, I can understand why from your profile pic you find. Oh, what the hell is this? I can tell why. He said, from your profile pic you find as hell. What the fuck? Huh. I don't know. All right, peoples. All right, kings and queens. This is the end of this episode for today. Thank you for kicking it with us.
Yeah.
It's been your boy, Zach the Riot, a.k.a. ZTR.
And your boy, Ben Two Times, a.k.a. Bambino.
Good? That's great. And we'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Peace out, y'all. Appreciate y'all for tuning in another episode of Southern Voice Podcast, man. If y'all want to watch the video episode of this podcast, make sure I go to YouTube and type in Southern Royals Podcast.
And now we are exclusively also on iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts. So make sure I go check that out for us and leave us a good review.
Now also, we got a Discord. If y'all want to chat it up with us and do a little debate with us, link in the bio, you know what I'm saying? And come chop it up with us, you know, ask us questions. We can talk to y'all. We can video chat, voice call, all that. Just go in Discord down below.
True. And since that's being said, this been your boys at the right.
Your boy Bam Two Times.
And we out.
Peace. Peace.